thing that comes to mind with his personality is he's just driven. He's the ultimate competitor, and he's going to do anything it takes to help a team become successful. And one game I remember was his senior year. They had a showcase event in Cedar Falls, and they brought in these teams from out of state. And one of the teams that played there was De La Salle out of the Minneapolis area. And they absolutely took it to Cedar Falls. They won that game by about 35 points. So after that game, I'm writing up the story. There's no one else in the gym. And then all of a sudden, AJ pops out. His family, grandparents, everyone had already left. And he's just by himself. And he's just, I look up and he's just doing this intense routine where he's, you know, hitting three-pointer after three-pointer, drives it, takes a couple dunks to blow off steam, goes at it. It's probably about 25, 30 minutes that he just spent putting up shots, and it was intense and most driven thing I've ever seen out of a high school kid. And you just saw something special in him there. You just saw that he's going to put in the work to find success. And then the other thing is he's kind of the ultimate team player. I remember there was a game last year at Illinois State where senior Miles Winstein went down with a season-ending ACL injury. You and I lost that game. Green had like a half quarter that missed that would have won it and kind of rimmed out. And so I'm talking to AJ after that game, and I probably asked some stupid question about the game, and he was in tears because all he wanted to do was talk about Miles and how much he meant to that program and how much it hurt to see a guy that had bounced around to a couple schools no longer be able to play for that team, and he understood how hard he worked. And, you know, he just kind of gives off that vibe that he's going to do anything for his teammates to be successful.